Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're in Revelation chapter 21, and we've been looking at the balance of the chapter. We've read the whole thing once. We go back and look at a little bit of the details, and we're seeing that most of it is about the new city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God, coming down from heaven, from God. And so we've been looking at the description of it. We're up to the 15th verse now, so listen to this. The one who spoke with me had a gold measuring rod to measure the city and its gates and its wall. So the one that was escorting John while he was looking at this, as he's seeing this, had a gold measure, a gold reed. It can be translated. Verse 16. The city is laid out as a square, and its length is as great as its width. And he measured the city with the rod, 1,500 miles, its length and width and height are equal. Well, that's interesting. The width, the length, and the height are equal. That means it's a cube. And so it's not just a 2D city, it's a 3D city. It's built up, okay? And I know there's some things usually we associate a city built a certain kind of way. I've mentioned it before. I think I'll just throw it in here too, just to where we start getting the right mindset and the right understanding about this. This city comes down from heaven, but apparently it does not alight upon earth. Hang on a second here. I tell you what, Apple has done something with the latest updates to where a certain listening voice is hypersensitive. I've actually gone into some of the settings to see if I can adjust or change anything. And just then I'm using the word city, right? And it is jumping up and it's popping up, and it listened to the last sentence I had and then came back with some profound insight into it, you know? Sorry about that. Anyway, the city, I'm okay here, I think, does not alight upon the earth. It comes down from heaven, and it comes down to a particular spot, and then it stops there. And so we'll look into this more later, I think. But basically, the bottom line is it hovers. Okay, it's hovering. Well, what's it hovering over? It's hovering over a mountain, Mount Zion. And the city, Jerusalem, that David is ruling and reigning over for all eternity will be on the side of Mount Zion. The new Jerusalem, with my understanding right now, will be above Mount Zion, and Mount Zion will go up into the new city. A little freebie right there that gives some logistics of it. Because sometimes we think, how can something be 1,500 miles cubed and on the earth? How can some things happen we've seen where there's no need for the sun, no need for the moon, because the light is from God? Well, how does that work? That kind of stuff. Well, we continue, verse 17. And he measured its wall 72 yards, according to human measurement, which are also angelic measurements. Well, that's interesting to know that a human measurement is the same as an angelic measurement. But he measured its wall. So the city comes down, and the city is 1,500 miles length, width, and height. Which sort of begs the question, if a city is 1,500 miles tall, does it need a 72-yard fence around it? How does that work? A wall around it? You know, what is that all about? But that's what it says. Then in verse 18, he gets into describing the material of the wall. He says that the material of the wall was, and then he delineates these 12 things that are the material of the wall. And so let me just give you a rough idea what these are. The material of the wall was jasper, okay? And the city was pure gold like glass. So the wall is jasper. And, well, what's jasper? What's a precious stone? All these things we're going to see here, precious stone. And jasper comes in all sorts of various colors. It's known for its, like, translucency, I guess, transparency type of thing. But it can be purple, it can be green, shades of blue, green, that kind of thing. The walls made of that. The city was pure gold, like clear glass or pure glass. So you have this city made out of that. Then it says this, the foundation stones of the city wall were adorned with every kind of precious stone. So now it's the city wall, the foundation stones of the city wall. So this wall here, 72 yards high, the foundation stones are these stones. The first foundation stone was jasper, okay, what we just talked about. The second, sapphire. And sapphire is a, you'll see it in some translations, a lapis lazuli, okay? And it's a sapphire. And it's, all these, again, are precious stones. And sapphire is second in hardness, only the diamonds. Only a diamond is harder than it is. Then it says this, the third, so you have these foundations. You have the first stone, jasper, second stone, sapphire. The third, this is one I couldn't say the day. You actually pronounce it a chalcedon. Not quite like the way it looks, okay? Chalcedon is what I've run across. That's the third. The fourth, oh, and that stone is, it's nearly copper-like. Okay, it's misty and can have gray and yellow and blue and all sorts of stuff within it, sort of a smoky kind of looking thing. The fourth is emerald, and emerald is green. We know the color of emerald green, okay? The next one is sardonyx, the fifth stone, and that's, again, a precious gem. And it's sort of a red colorish thing, sort of fleshly colored, some people say. The sixth stone, sardius. And sardius, again, a gemstone, a precious stone. It also is a flesh color thing. Now, let me stop here for a moment because we've got 12 of these things. We're up to the, sixth one, yeah. It says the foundation stone was this, then this, then this. Are these stones layered on top of each other with 12 layers? That sort of seems to be what's being layered, expressed here, to be the foundation of the city wall. The seventh one is chrysolite. And that's a yellow precious gem. The eighth is beryl. And beryl is a lighter green, a paler green kind of color. Actually, the emerald is a form of beryl. Okay? So this is just a different shade of that. The ninth is topaz. Okay? Topaz, you've probably heard of that. And some people say it's probably chrysolite. It's greenish yellow. You see a lot of green-yellow combinations here. The 10th is chrysoprase, and it's a greenish-yellow stone, okay? Also, something else, all these stones are quite representative, if not representative and emblematic, of the stones that you saw in the high priest's breastplate, the outfit that the high priest wore in the Old Covenant, in the Old Testament. Yeah, very vivid pictures of that here. The 11th stone is jacinth. And that's sort of a deep blue, sort of a hyacinth kind of thing. And then the 12th stone is amethyst. And the amethyst stone, it is literally sort of, can I say blood red? Like a deep purple, a violet kind of thing. Often it's expressed as being like a blood dark or like a red wine color, that kind of thing. So all of these stones here are what make up the foundation of the city wall. The city wall that's 72 yards wide that apparently goes around the city that's 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles long, and 1,500 miles tall. Quite a city. Hey, if you're a true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you got another name for it. Home. Again, I'm Dale. I'll see y'all later. Goodbye.